It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A chance to wrap up the series, a chance to advance, to not have a ton of pressure-packed Game 3 action on Thursday. You can set up your rotation. All that is true. Yesterday, though, when we were going through this series, we said, all right, on paper, offense, the Orioles have the edge. Yesterday, of course, they didn't, but they did.
For the series, we thought the starting pitching edge was the Royals, but that game, it was a wash.
Yep, for the bullpen, we said was pretty even. I think the Royals actually have the advantage.
I agree.
We didn't talk enough about the managers. Now, we mentioned the concern that some Royals fans had for Q, Matt Quatrero, when it comes to managing the pitching staff and pulling a player too early, just because of the time in Tampa when he was the bench coach with the whole Blake Snell situation in the World Series. Yesterday, we found out like 30 seconds later that it was because of a cramp. Cole Reagans was pulled. I think some people were starting to get nervous. But then it was Brandon Hyde, the manager of the Orioles.
He did a poor job.
Who actually mismanaged. And I know, sometimes hindsight's 20/20, right? And so all of a sudden it looks like a great move just like that, or it doesn't. But the advantage yesterday was the decisions made from Matt Quatrero. Brandon Hyde leaving it up to Corbin Burns. Okay, that's not that unusual, but leaving it up to Corbin Burns, maybe you got to step in there. You think Corbin Burns is going to walk away from a showdown with Bobby Wood Jr.?
No. Do you know any player who
He's
would say, no,
that?
I want to walk this guy and I'll get the other guy?
So they should have walked Bobby Wood Jr. Instead, they didn't. Of course, Bobby comes with a hit. Then you alluded to Ryan O'Hearn. We were giving you a hard time because he blocks you on social, and if he would have come up with a hit, our boss even said you're not allowed on the show today.
I was going to be banned from the show today if Ryan O'Hearn won it for them.
You were going to be banned from the show today.
Most nervous I was the entire game was when Ryan O'Hearn stepped
up. So he gets on base because of a walk, but I guess this is partially on their manager, Brandon Hyde, but also, I guess, organizationally.
He's part of the decision, too.
They don't have a pinch runner?
Nope.
That was bizarre, too. So there were a couple mistakes to the Royals' benefit that I thought the Orioles made yesterday. We'll see what happens later on this afternoon.
No, I thought that there was a decided managerial mismatch, at least in this game. It's hard in baseball because over 162 games, I don't think the manager makes this big swing in the wins or the losses. I think it's 90% the players that you have eligible on the field, 95% the players you have eligible on the field. But in a playoff game, those decisions matter. And if you point at the wrong person whose day it's not, either from a pitching, you forget to pinch run somebody, you call for a steal and they get caught and it costs you the game, those matter. Hyde was 0-for-4 yesterday. He should have not pitched to Bobby Wood Jr. He should have had a pinch runner available. He essentially made every wrong decision. Meanwhile, I thought not only the lineup, lineup fine, they didn't get a lot of hits. What are you going to do?
5 hits.
But they ejected early on Chris Bubich. They didn't let Chris Bubich hang himself. They said, screw it, Bubich. You got 2 outs. You let 2 guys on. It's Urseg's time. We're good now.
There was a lot of people that thought they should even put an Urseg one pitch, one batter earlier.
But the buttons pressed.
Yeah. Well, when when it works, you look like a genius.
Sure.
We know how this is.
Sure.
Right?
Look, and I didn't think necessarily maybe pinch hitting Ryan O'Hearn. That didn't fail, right? Guy got on base, took a walk for you, threatened a little bit, and maybe you can feel good about yourself. But for the most part, his decisions worked, and the other guys didn't. But some of them were just, I thought, coaching malpractice. I do not think you can throw to Bobby Wood Jr. in that scenario.
Brandon Hyde did speak to the media, of course, after the game. Here was his explanation. He was asked about that very sequence. Why did you pitch to Bobby Wood Jr.?
I'm letting Corbin Burns, the way he's throwing the baseball right there, determine who he wants to go get.
Pretty simple answer. And honestly, it's not like the worst managerial decision we've seen.
To trust your star pitcher to get an out?
No, it didn't work. You know, I mean, I was stunned. We were all sitting here. I was Rob and Carrington in particular. We were like, oh, they're not going to pitch to him, right? And we're like, everybody was kind of stunned that they were willing to do that.
Same.
Especially when Vinny hadn't hit in a month, you know? And like, hindsight is 2020, so Bobby, they could have walked him, and then Vinny would have been a playoff moment. Vinny could have come up with a big hit, and everybody would have said, oh, you know, you shouldn't have done that either, and he made you pay. I don't know. When you press the button, you're right. It doesn't matter what button you press, but if it works, everybody says you're
a genius. But if it's Eflin tonight, and it's the fifth inning, and it's 0-0, and you can walk Bobby to get to Vinny, he's walking him, right? He's not going to do that again, right? He's not going to pitch to Bobby again, right?
No, because of yesterday, but also Eflin's not as good of a pitcher as Corbin Burns.
Sure.
So that I think that's also why it's a little bit different.
But in this case, he's pitching as good as Corbin. I'm setting the same scenario. He's dominating.
I would just trust
Burns 0-0. Yeah, that's fair.
Tonight is also a spot where the Royals, we all know, have a chance to eliminate the Orioles. So how Brandon Hyde and how Q manage different spots here.
Yeah,
if the Royals
sure.
They're going to do whatever they can to win the game. But there also is a little bit different vibe later in the game if it's a 3-0 lead for the Royals and how the Orioles manage versus the Royals versus if it's a 1-0 game. I think there's a different approach to it, knowing that you might need another day versus you don't have another day. You know, if you're up 3-0, if you're the Royals, well then you're in. You're like, if you're up 3-0 in the eighth inning, you're Urseg's back out there. Doesn't matter how many innings, like you're stretching. You're getting it done today, kind of thing. Versus if it's a 1-0 game, I wonder if. And you're down, obviously you're going to approach your bullpen a little bit differently,
sure.
Knowing that you got to maybe have a game tomorrow.
Like, if you're the Royals and you're down 1-0 or 2-0, no, you're probably not throwing Long, Bubich, and Urseg. You will take that risk tomorrow when you're in that situation. Now, obviously, in a perfect world, they just win today, use up, and it doesn't even matter. They use their bullpen. Who cares? You're off Thursday and Friday. Everyone would be back and healthy. You could unload if you were up 2-0, 3-0, 3-1, 4-2. That's doesn't matter. You can use your whole bullpen today if you want.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.